is in there.
And what did any of the Wapapo monks spend time with them before he did all?
Not much. They go and pay respects. He lived quite close. He lived quite close to the kind of market town of people, so that it wasn't such a quiet. It wasn't right close, but it wasn't that far away. So there were a lot of, say, more salubrious situations. It's sort of similar where. Sort of like Ajahn Beeks, where sets up way out of town, and then the town grows and starts to impinge on the one place. Actually, Ajahn Beeks is similar as well. He was sort of this little monastery way out of town, and now it's fairly close.